Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How was that not on your top five list?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that's one of those you have to get up and groove to. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is 8:03 here on a beautiful Friday morning. Hopefully you guys are enjoying that ride into work, or maybe for the moment, you're a stay-at-home mom or dad. I don't know. Just for the moment. All right? So we're going to have some of that going on. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. We did mic'd up just a minute ago. Talked about the new Pope and his sports affiliations. And so this is a little bit of a unique experience because we are going to do fair or foul today separate of mic'd up. So if you're used to hearing wake-up call at this time, you are getting fair or foul.
And I'm worried.
And I am too.
I think I'm worried.
I saw you kind of shaking through the screen a minute ago. I've got a little nerve in my voice, if you can't tell. My wife is a little bit of a wild card. You know what I mean? Love her. A little bit of a wild card.
Well, she's the ruler of the house.
Well, maybe we'll let her weigh in on that here.
We'll get down to that.
As the one that runs the house here, I'm a little bit worried when what happens when the microphone's put in front of somebody that can lash out.
Let's go out to the phone lines and let's just double check the sound. Amy, are you there with us right now?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Amy Morgan. Happy to have you. Lindsay, are you available at this moment?
Lucky for you, I am.
There you go. There you go. Now, I will say this caveat before I kick it over to Allie. Our wives have never met Allie. Allie is 2 weeks in, so this ought to be...
No, my wife's met Allie. We went to their wedding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I take that back. Amy has met Allie. Lindsay has not. But this ought to be very entertaining. Allie, please, turning over the keys to you. Please be gentle on Bo and I, okay? Thank you very much.
You both should be very, very nervous about this. Amy, Lindsay, thank you both for joining us today and taking some time for Fair or Foul. We're going to start with an easy one. Fair or foul? Your husband wears the pants in the family. We will start with Amy.
All right.
I'm going to say foul.
Oh!
Yes! Oh! Right out of the gate.
Yes! Yes!
All right, Lindsay, you're up.
1,000% foul.
Whoa! Whoa.
Mike, don't even try to. I actually have an argument. You don't.
They are 42-34s, and I wear them every single day. Thank you very much.
All right, fair or foul? Lindsay, you'll go first on this one. Dad jokes have found a permanent place in your husband's everyday speech.
Fair, but I don't think it took becoming a dad to bring them out.
I love it. Amy, what about you?
Foul. Not yet.
Oh, okay, yeah. Not yet. He's still new.
He doesn't have the sense of humor I do, and I think we've all seen that first and foremost out here. But, yeah, I don't think
– like, just not corny, Mike.
To Lindsay's point, it didn't take being a dad. Like, I've just always kind of been that guy.
Had that cheese ball factor.
My kids are just straight up like, You're so silly. I'm like, yeah, that's right, man. I wear it proudly.
All right. Fair or foul, you and your hubby split who gets control of the remote 50-50. Ooh. Lindsay, you're up on this one.
Well, be careful.
I don't think it's really either of us. I think it's definitely the children. But Mike has added another TV into the living room so that he can watch what he wants to watch, but it's never what I want to watch. So I guess kids and Mike are 50-50.
Yeah. And before we get to Amy, I will just say that we counted televisions one time, and I was like, I'm not even sure how many of it is at this point.
Oh,
I have to have a backup in every room because my kids absolutely rule that. So, yeah, before Amy even gets to talk, I'm just like, dude, it is what it is.
All right, Amy, what about you guys? Do you guys split the remote control 50-50?
Definitely foul. Bo 100% controls every single remote in this house.
Not shocked. Not shocked.
I can't debunk any of that.
All right, fair or foul, you and your husband notice that the baby needs a change. Your husband waits to see if you're going to make the first move. Ooh. Lindsay, back in the day, was that fair or foul?
I definitely would say foul, but I notice, but then I wait for him to make the move.
Oh, I knew it. I knew
the
it.
Honesty. I love
I
it.
I knew it.
I have a nose like no other, so I can tell, but I need him to do the dirty work.
All right, Amy. When you guys notice that little pork chop needs a change, does Bo wait to see if you're going to make the first move?
Foul. Wow. We have a team approach with diapers, but we're only 3 weeks in, so. Yeah.
He'll end up backing off at some point. he'll smell that diaper and be like, hey, I got to run outside for a second. Be right back.
All right, fair or foul? Amy, we'll start with you on this one. The volume at which your husband yells at the TV when watching sports is louder than when he's in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
Oh, wow.
Foul. Definitely worse in traffic.
Yes.
Really?
I can attest to that. I've ridden with
yes,
this guy.
Yes, for sure.
He's a little out of pocket.
Amy's gotten on to me. She gets on to me in traffic. She doesn't care about the sports, but when I yell in traffic, I definitely get in trouble. So every time we go somewhere, in other words.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay, what about Mike?
Fair. He definitely yells at the TV. He's not a traffic yeller. That yeah. is me.
Yeah, that is definitely you in that relationship.
Does he wake up the kids watching sports when he's yelling?
Well, yeah. I mean, he definitely could, but it's a little detached from where they are,
okay.
So they can't really hear him.
Yeah, I was going to say, my yells usually come on Saturday and Sunday, not really on, like, weekday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, like, when Bama's playing, like, they would definitely be woken up, but that's not really a thing right now in our lives. So, yeah, good call.
All right, for the next fair or foul, of course, this is the Mother's Day edition. We have Mike's wife, Lindsay, with us and Bo's wife, Amy, with us. Fair or foul, there have been times when your husband tried to fix something in the house, a toy or an appliance, and they actually ended up making it worse. Amy, we'll start with you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say foul. I don't know. I don't remember him ever, like, failing at fixing something in the house. Sometimes there's things that he wouldn't attempt that he would be like, let me just call somebody. But he's never failed.
There's something to be said about a man that knows his limits, Bo.
Hey, I'm not a failure, Michael.
I'm a not even trier.
All right, Lindsay, I know Mike's a big DIYer, where do you land on this?
This is going to be crazy.
Well, he sold himself out to you guys, so only one thing I can think of, and so I would say fair, but it was the water spigots.
Oh, God.
And I know he shared that with everybody, so he's very handy, but those definitely took over.
I got
about that basement that he moved the door six
hey,
times?
That basement is a rock
well,
star. Right
he
there.
Did. He did it. It just took a long time.
I didn't make it worse. Okay, I didn't make it worse. She's right though. The water spigots, which was I don't know what was that 2 months ago, Bo, absolutely
yeah.
whooped me. I spent a week doing this thing, and I was like, dude, I'm pretty sure I'm going to tear this entire place. Like at the end of the day, there was just a pipe hanging out of the wall, and I was like, I got to call a professional. So, there we go.
Well, fair or foul, your husband talks about sports every time you go out for a date night. Actually, caveat, we should start a wives group chat because my husband is also very involved in sports. So if we need to, like, complain about something, we should have a
there
thread
go.
Going.
Well,
all right, so
thing.
Fair
for
or
sure.
foul,
fair.
Your husband talks about sports every time you go out for a date night. Amy, we'll start with you.
I would say lately foul because the baby's kind of eclipsed all that. So, like, usually, yes. People like that would be something that would come up, but now I feel like it's more the baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lindsay?
I would say fair, but only when other people are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went on a date last weekend, our sweet Uber driver listened to the show and they talked about sports the whole way from our house to dinner.
We got into like a three-tiered conversation about J.J. McCarthy and the difference between Michigan and the Minnesota Vikings. It was quite an eventful ride. And he was very apologetic. He was like, I'm so sorry.
Yes, he was so kind. He was like, I'm not trying to hijack your date. I was like, it's okay. I like the silence.
All right, fair or foul, your husband takes out the trash every week, as he should.
Oh, wow.
Lindsay, we'll start with you.
Ooh. Foul.
Oh, no, Mike.
And she's so right, too, dude. That hurts me to say, but she's so right. She walks the dog every night, uh-huh. And she, like, on Tuesday nights, we have to put the cans out. When she walks the dog, she'll get the cans out. That's on me, babe. Sorry about that.
Amy, how about Bo?
Fair. That's definitely a Bo chore. And even when he's out of town, like, he arranges for someone else to, like, bring the trash cans down to the road. Like, I do not do that.
Wow.
That's amazing. So,
wow.
Yeah. How you like it now?
Yeah. Set my game up.
We're revealing the softer side of Bo. All right, last one. Fair or foul, you are excited for Sunday because you just know that your husband is going to give you the best Mother's Day ever. Lindsay, we'll start with
you.
Wow.
Why do you have to start with me? Fair. He knows what I want for Mother's Day, and that's to sleep and do nothing. So I feel confident that that's going to happen.
You could say it, too. She made her own arrangements. She was like, here's what's going to happen Sunday.
Okay.
You
okay.
Make the call and
yes,
make the appointment,
yes,
but this is what I'm doing.
Well, Amy, I'm sure you know this has been a hot topic on the show for a couple weeks now about your Mother's Day. So fair or foul?
Fair. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited for my first Mother's Day.
Nice job, Amy. I know that gift is going to be electric. I can't wait to hear
what you talking about.
Oh, man. Nice work, both of you. And, Amy, from the bottom of all of our hearts, including Lindsay, I just want to say happy first Mother's Day. It's awesome.
Thanks so much. Happy Mother's Day to Lindsay, and happy Mother's Day to my mom and my mother-in-law.
There you go.
Same. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. And, Lindsay, love you. Thank you. Didn't go too hard on me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I love you, too. I expect a really good Mother's Day present.
Yeah, Mike. Now, she shouldn't have to tell you what she wants for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Nice
I
job
love you
from
as well.
Both of them, man. Nice
we
job.
Only have one question we need to talk about when we get off the air.
Love you, too. Yeah. Bye.
Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out. Allie,
good
nice
sports.
Job. Allie, nice job.
Thank you.
You were relatively gentle. I don't know.
Definitely wear the pants in my family. I'm just saying.
Dude. I don't
that
know.
Was a shot.
I thought, and look, man, I've said this before on this show after I met Amy, because I've hung out with Amy a couple times now. I'm not sure how Bo wrangled her in. She is the sweetest human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, dude, y'all's personalities could not be more yin and yang, but that's how it works. You know what I mean? That's how I'm positive people say that about Lindsay and I as well, just in different categories. But just listen to her being like, yeah, no, he does not wear the pants in the family. Like, yes, yes, that's what I've been waiting on. Yes, yes. Love that, man.
So true.
Yeah. Anyways, man, we got to go to break here. Shout out to the Mrs. and obviously Miss Morgan and Allie did a nice job with that, man.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom and my mother-in-law. And I know, Mike, you're mom and your mother-in-law.
And happy Mother's Day to Mama Mac as well.
That's
there you
right.
go. Yeah, throw it on in there.
Everybody's mom.
Yeah.
All the mommies
and
out there.
And Mama Macaulay as well.
Yeah, there you go. So appreciate you guys hanging out with us. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back. We'll talk about more of these comments from Falcons rookies yesterday. And at 8:40, be scared, Allie, because we'll have Grant on. And maybe there's some rebuttals coming on the end of that one. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.